Well, good morning. Just barely, but still, good morning. 11:58 a.m. As close to morning as I can get. Saturday, the 7th of March, 2026. Here on a blue sky morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Indeed. We had snow and rain yesterday. A wintry mix, as the meteorologists like to say. There's still a fair amount of snow around, although the sidewalks were so warm that it's only in a very few places where it began to stick at all. And the roads are, of course, bare. That tar just siphons up the heat. So yeah, I wanted to get out before I forgot. I pretty much lost the morning to reading. Yes, Tower Bound, volume, I don't know, 5 maybe. I'm quite enjoying it. Quite. I'm also trying to find the right temperature here. The sun is out, it's hot. The temperature itself, the ambient, is only about 40. So if you get a little breeze or you get a little shade, it's suddenly really cold. Or pretty cold. It's not cold, it's cold. 40 degrees is a long way from cold. But I'm not wearing a parka today, I'm just wearing hoodies and fleece. I'm gonna wear me some hoodies and fleece. Grit in my boots. I think I got it mostly taken care of anyway. So, yeah, I don't have a lot to talk about today. Didn't do a lot yesterday. Played. Satisfactory. Made a big plastic factory so I could make a lot of computers. And honestly, I'm not sure why I made so many computers. But I do need them to make, what's the next thing? Supercomputers, yeah. So, setting the stage, I've got surplus capacity for computers. What is going on here? Is it a dog or a person down on... Did she fall? There's a lady who was just having a wicked hard time getting up. Are you all right? Are you all right?
I'm okay. I shoved my toe back there.
You're okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stubbed her toe and cracked her head. She's got blood sliding down her. She's walking fine now. All right. Well. that's disconcerting. That's also my worst fear. Falling down, breaking something. Tripping, slipping. There was one place where I was a little bit worried I might slip and fall into the street. It's one of the shady pieces of sidewalk along West 20th, which is heavily shaded by evergreen, so sidewalk doesn't get a lot of sun. Good morning. But for the most part, the sidewalks are dry and clear. Still worry about that lady. But yeah, I have stubbed my toe on the sidewalk and fallen right on the curb, which was not friendly to my rib cage a long time ago when I first started walking. It's when I decided I needed to be a little bit more careful. My bone density in the last DEXA scan, the bone density was actually pretty good. It had improved, which is almost unheard of, I guess. But I will take it. I will take it. It could be just a variation, either an abnormally low coupled with an abnormally high, which would put me somewhere in the middle, which is still not great, but please don't let me break a hip. Let me put it that way. So yeah, satisfactory is turning into something of a chore. The huge, and I mean huge factory to make plastic using diluted packaged fuel and recycled plastic and rubber. A lot of machines, a lot of belts, a lot of stuff moving. Getting it all installed, linked up, wired in. Whew. Now I got to do, I've got another project to redo a sort of unfortunate spaghetti. I redid my iron a little while ago, and the iron is not right. The iron just ain't right. I've got a lot more coal coming in. I have subverted the iron. And I think that was a mistake. I think I need to go back to the stock vanilla recipes. because I need the steel to make the next tier frame. But I need to keep track of some of these other items to make sure I don't kill my ability to make station parts. Where's my water bottle? I did see a bunch of geese. When I first came out, there were two big V's of them flying by. I haven't seen any since. They should be thinning out about now. They should be starting to head north. There'll be a few that have gone south that will come back. There are a few that winter here and summer here, so they don't migrate at all, I don't think. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Although it's hard to tell, it's not like I tag them and see who's still here. They probably just, the geese that winter here go north in the spring. The ones that summer here go south in the fall. Well, we have geese here year round. Vicious little buggers. They haven't bothered me, but I don't bother them, so it's probably a mutual aid thing. All right. Yeah, I'm walking out of the wind and just in the sun. It's really quite warm. It has a very very distinct spring-like aroma in the air. What the hell did they do to that tree? They cut off half of the tree on one side. Apparently the main stem bifurcated down near the ground, and they chopped off everything on the left hand side of a tree, so there's just one set of branches on one very tall spire of trunk, and all on one side. It looks very bonsai-like. I need to do that with my Mugo pine. I got a Mugo that's right in my front yard, and it obstructs my view of the sidewalk. Oh, yes, I know. Easy. The dogs. Who let the dogs out? Hey, dogs need some fresh air too. The new cat, Seamus, has settled in, shall we say. He has made himself mostly at home. He seems quite happy to be with us. He will occasionally wander around and cry to try to figure out where we went. Took him to the vet. The vet said he was in good shape. They also sent us back a package of goodies, including a little laser pointer, which I guess it must be something wired into their genetics or something, because we whipped it out and we put the little spot on the floor. He went nuts. He doesn't play very much. He doesn't play hardly at all. He will pronk down the hallway once in a while. He hasn't threatened to tackle me yet. One of our cats, Big Gray, named Donut, long before I knew about Dungeon Crawler Carl, and he would lurk around corners. He would lurk in the doorways down the main hall. I'd come walking along and he would jump out and tackle me around the knees and then run off. Like he was gonna take me down. It was hysterical. He did it I don't know how many times. Luckily, I don't have problems with wearing long pants all the time. So he never actually put any claws in me. But what a silly bugger. Jumping out, rawr! Four paws spread, pouncing for all it's worth, tackling me right by the knees, slipping down and falling off, running away. He did it probably dozens of times. I'm not exactly sure what was going on in that kid, in that cat's head. Kid's head. Yeah, I feel kid's head's another whole question. I love my kids. I love watching them solve problems. Watch them solve problems that I never had. Make the turn by the park. It's a couple with the dog coming right up behind me. Maybe she's on the phone or something. Anyway, park is looking really wintry with the little patches of snow tucked in amongst the tufts of grasses. I don't see a lot of action further away than the first three feet. That still looks pretty cold and wintry out that way. Gray and dead. Won't be long, though. Won't be long at all. Music this morning was Squirrel Nut Zippers, perennial favorites. Ghost of Stephen Foster always cracks me up. One of my perennial favorites, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Kids playing on the playground. Sounds terrible, but I think it's just shoes on fiberglass trying to walk the slide up instead of down. Sounds like something I'd do. So I'm almost back. I could get some lunch. Need to get back into my word processing file. Yeah. Played a little bit yesterday. Trying not to get too married to the story before I actually figure out what it's supposed to be. All right, where are my cables? Here we go. I can't see my screen with my sunglasses on. And it's too bright with them off. All right, here we go. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.